Random House Audio presents The Inventor and the Tycoon, A Gilded Age Murder and the Birth of Moving Pictures by Edward Ball. Read for you by John H. Mayer. Forward. Floodwaters. The man with beaten clothes could be forgiven for his crime because he had invented a new way of seeing. In the late 1800s, in California, the photographer Edward Muybridge and the railroad capitalist Leland Stanford, whose lives and personalities differed sharply, made a strange and unforgettable discovery. Using horses and cameras and speed, Muybridge, the creative one, and Stanford, the rich one, built a technology of vision. Together, they married the camera to the railroad and became the inventors of moving pictures, the basis of our culture of screens, handheld ones and televisions, theater screens and screens on counters and desks. For this, they stand at the headwaters of the visual media. From Stanford and Muybridge came the first spray of images that became the stream of pictures in which most of us bathe for half our waking hours. There is another uncommon thing about Muybridge and Stanford. Namely, one of them was a murderer. Muybridge, the photographer, killed coolly and in a meticulous way with the expectation that he would die as he killed. As an artist and inventor, Muybridge helped turn the world into a community of spectators, people who watch, transfixed by screens. As a killer, he fascinated Americans with his story of sexual possession.